Last night, the Ketchikan City Council met in regular session. A lot of their business was the routine matters of maintaining buildings and awarding contracts and looking at what the manager's up to. But a great number of people came to the City Council to talk about a proposal for art downtown. Let's start off with that, with Bob Sievertson, a member of the Ketchikan City Council. That made the headlines today, Bob, the proposal to replace our present traditional rain gauge with a piece of art that was selected by a local committee. The rain gauge would actually involve water and would be produced, if that were awarded, by a pair of Dutch artists. What did the council say when that came to you?
Good morning. It was a difficult discussion. People are fairly passionate about art, but it's about the process. And there's two processes going on here. KPAW has one for the selection, but the city has one in regards to how they manage RFPs, and this is a city project. And the Port and Harbors Division put this forward. It's not a 1% of art or anything like that. They just, due to the reconstruction down there, the backside of the vent pipe for the wastewater pump station is visible, and they're looking at a way to clean that up. And so he put a figure in and wrote the RFP.
This is your Port and Harbors Director, Steve Corporan.
Correct.
And just a moment ago, you referred to KPAW by the acronym. That's the Ketchikan Public Artworks, which is a volunteer and sort of unofficial group.
Correct. And they do a wonderful job. They've helped in selection of art around the community very successfully. And I think that their intent and their efforts are to be commended. And again, we put this particular project with them. They had 7% for the administration of the RFP that they were given from the city. And that probably worked out to about $7,000 for them to put it together, put out the requests, receive all the requests.
The top line was $100,000, as I recall. The city would spend no more than $100,000.
Correct.
And what was this proposal valued at?
It was in the 90,000 range, and again, I don't have any issue with the cost of the art or really where the money comes from. There's been some concern about whether it comes out of Port Enterprise funds or CPV monies, and I don't really have a concern about that. What I did have a concern about, and again, the city puts a lot of RFPs out for construction work, legal work, purchasing of equipment and that type of stuff. And the intent of an RFP is to propose the specifications of what the city wants and level the playing field so that all the bidders are bidding on the same thing. And as far as the rain gauge is concerned, the RFP there stated that the rain gauge needed to surround the stack 360 degrees. And that's what was put out for all the artists to look at. And through discussions between the Mr. Corporan and Kathleen Light, she understood and included the following statements in bold on face type on the second page of the RFP. The successful rain gauge proposal must completely cover the existing vent pipe 360 degrees. She put that there in there twice. One of them was with a photo. My issue was the fairness of it. The artists that proposed under the RFP and followed that, and then to have the present one, which added another pipe and a visual display, which is interesting, I think was unfair to them.
You heard from a great number of people last night, for and against, some heavyweights in local art, if we could say that, and other local artists weighed in on it. Did that influence your decision?
Of course, I listened to them, and I appreciate how passionate they are about the art. In listening to all that, you mull this over, and I'm not a controversial type guy. I don't particularly like controversy, but I like fairness, and that's what this was about for me.
What happens next? Is there still money that's budgeted for that? Do we run an RFP again and look more carefully? Does somebody else take over review of proposals? What happens?
Well, actually, the money goes back to the appropriated account that it came out of. And unfortunately, you know, after we went through this process, we ended up discovering that we have a failed piece of infrastructure down behind the Salvation Army, the promenade. And I'm being told that that's going to be a seven-figure fix. So until we figure out what the costs are, these monies can be channeled into that, that project. You know, the city has a lot of bonding. None of this money is free money. It's to maintain the infrastructure of what we have here today. And I think we can better spend that money at this time. Yes, we'll come back and visit it again.
You said you made your decision more or less on objective measures about whether these proposals responded to the RFP. Are you interested or committed to having something around that rain gauge and something artistic?
Yeah.
Not around the rain gauge, but around that pipe.
Yeah, I'm not against that, and I think that'll come back. I think Mr. Corporon had the right idea there, and it's unfortunate that we got to this point, but I think that'll be revisited.
Where did the council come down in terms of numbers on the vote over this?
Well, as you know, we only have six seated council members now, and it was 4-2.
All right. In other matters, a little more routine but fairly urgent, you took a look at some needs at the Centennial Building, which is now solely our museum building downtown.
That building has been in need of repair for some time. We've been putting patches and fixes on it. We've been trying to now try to get ahead of the game. One of the things we have to do is dry it up. We have some, it's a membrane roof, and we have some leaks in it, and we're going to have a contractor who's presently in town with materials step up and get that fixed. But unfortunately, the moisture leaking into the building has compromised some of the electrical systems, and we're having lighting issues. We've had a small fire and sparks and that kind of stuff. Some of the employees are afraid to turn on lights for fear of what may happen. So we're going to repair the roof, and we are going to repair the lighting system. And in the future, we're going to have to look at replacing that roof, whether it be with a peaked roof or another membrane roof is yet to be decided by the council.
And other matters down on the dock, the council apparently voted to spend some money for rain canopies on berths 2 and 3. Are those just for the convenience and comfort of visitors? What are those?
Yeah, correct. You know, as they come off the ships or they line up to get on, they're out in the weather, and sometimes we have windy and rainy days that the borough and the city decided that we need to put something in to shelter them.
Is that port money or CPV money?
That'll be CPV money, I'm sure.
All right. Anything else that's of note, Mr. Sievertson, before we turn you loose?
Yeah, well, as you can see, there's a lot of stuff going on in the telecommunications division. We're working forward to go into the 4G business and partnering with Verizon to bring in some cell phone services and other things, and that's moving along. It's a difficult deal dealing with technology. There was some concerns at one point about whether or not we sole source some of this stuff or put it out for competitive bids. When we first started in this process, knowing that we're dealing with a company that has dedicated infrastructure, we wanted to do apples to apples, so we eliminated some of the language, or we allowed the telecommunications the latitude of looking in for quotes and stuff to make sure that we're compliant, and then going out and purchasing necessary equipment.
A new world.
A new world.
Trying
Absolutely.
To keep up is hard and expensive, isn't it?
It is very expensive. We're in the budget process now, and we're working through that. It's a difficult process. You know, we're looking at wants and needs. We're trying to figure out where we can go. We're very compassionate about not having people lose their jobs. At some point, we're going to probably have to look at reduced services. All that stuff's on the table.
Next week, some tough discussions about possible sales tax increases or other increases. And when do you finish the budget work and bring it to your table for decision?
Well, we have to have it passed by the end of December. We're in the general government section now. We'll be moving into the capital improvement projects. After we get through that, we're going to put on our other hat and start working on the utilities. And again, you go from a tax-based operation to a revenue-based operation, so there's a little bit different dynamics in that and the way that you proceed.
Meetings most nights next week?
Yes, correct.
Very good. Thank you for your service, as they say. Bob Severson is a member of the Ketchikan City Council and joins us to report on last night's meeting. We're 46 minutes into the hour. We'll hear now from Victoria Merritt with the Craig Parks and Recreation Report. It's Morning Edition on Community Radio.